this is Ian Griffin with on the last night of the NSA conference. I'm up on the fourth floor in a very special corner of NSA where the youth have been meeting, including my own son Neil at his first youth conference. And the day it began, I remember very clearly Monday afternoon, everybody was welcomed here and did a crazy thing called Sanjay Says, which got everybody in the mood. And I'm here with the coordinator and host for the youth program, Sanjay. How's it going?
It's going just tickety-boo.
Well, I understand you're not feeling too well. We won't get into that. It's been an intense 4 days, I'm sure. Tell me, what is the what is it about the youth program that people should know?
Sort of the core of the youth program is, well, logistically, it's for 10 to 16-year-olds, for sons and daughters of NSA members. And the goal is to bring them together, take care of them, but also provide some programming, some structure along the lines of leadership, motivation, goal setting, and that sort of thing. One of our sort of goals, one of our themes for this year was looking at what people have done in the past. You're always trying to carve out your own niche, and one of the things we really want to do is a lot of hands-on, practical stuff. Because if you think about it, some of these kids, or for example, a couple of kids in the program have been coming 10-plus years, and they've probably seen every speaker. And so rather than just do traditional speakers, and there are a whole bunch of phenomenal speakers, we really wanted to change things up. For example, this morning we had a wheelchair basketball team come in and we played some wheelchair basketball. We went to SeaWorld yesterday. So again, with a lot of this practical hands-on stuff.
How many kids have you had this year?
Normally, my understanding is they sell out at 100, and this year we had 120.
Wow. So my son was, we drove down from the San Francisco Bay Area where we live, and I must admit, it was a little bit of arm twisting to get him to sort of be comfortable with the concept. He'd never, didn't know what to expect. Were you going to stick him on a platform and make him do his, like, own speech, you know, like show and tell at the front of the class? And within a day, he's like already booking his tickets to New York for the next year's conference. So do you see this constantly with kids?
Yeah, you see that. You actually see that with the adults as well at the NSA conference. People kind of roll their eyes, going, well, everyone's saying I should go, and then they find the value in it. I think though, at the end of the day, people have to be somewhat open-minded, because if you've decided that you're not going to have fun, you will not have fun. If you decide there's no value, whether you're a kid or an adult. However, with that said, your point is very, very true, especially with the youth. There's a lot of apprehension and hesitation when they first come. They don't know if they're getting themselves into. This is a dad thing. This is a mom thing. Why is he or she dragging me along? And eventually, a good number of the youth leaders, when they came, were brought kicking and dragging. And now they're back 13, 14 years in a row.
Wow. So if there's any NSA members who are listening to this with 11 to 16-year-olds, your next youth camp will be at the New York City conference?
Correct. Actually, 10 to 16-year-olds. And then the leaders usually run in age from 17 to 22.
Right. So 10 to 16-year-olds, children of NSA members, they can bring their, presumably with this limit of 100, you need to sign up pretty soon, pretty early when the conference is announced. You don't want to wait until a week before.
Yep, absolutely. And not only kids, but there's grandkids here and nieces and nephews and such. So as long as you're connected to an NSA member and a close bloodline, that's who the conference is for.
That's great. And the music in the background we can hear, what's that?
It's the closing banquet right there. The kids are boogieing on down. It's probably not boogieing, and that's just showing my age. But so the culmination of this whole program is there's a dinner and dance, and kids party up till the late hour of 11 o'clock.
And so just like the mums and dads downstairs.
Except the mums and dads downstairs go slightly longer.
Okay. Well, it was great to talk to you, and I hope you get over the upset stomach you've got. But thanks a lot for looking after my son, Neil. And will you be doing it next year in New York?
Actually, the way the succession planning works is, there's a vice chair and then a chair, or in this year, for example, we had co-chairs. So last year, Yolanda, my partner, and I were co-chairs and then, pardon me, co-vice chairs, and we took over this year. So we move on, and Rory, who's the current vice chair, will become the chair next year, and the new vice chair comes in. And that's sort of the evolution of things. You get in fresh ideas, so we're only involved sort of for a 2 year at a time.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thanks again for everything you've done for all the kids this year.
My pleasure. I had a great team.